And it is time again for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our kids question of the week designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, and also designed to start a great conversation with not just the child in your life, but also with some family and friends. As always, the segment is made possible by Glee Kids, now open in Southern Village. Shop for kids' clothing, books, toys, games, and gifts at Glee Kids. That's because they offer big style for your little one. Shop in-store or online at gleekidschapelhill.com. For this week's Kids Q, I am joined in the studio by Kids Q staple and coordinator, Allie Evans, hopping back on for the first time in the new year. How are you, Allie? Happy Wednesday.
I'm good. Happy Wednesday to you. How are you?
I am all right. Glad to have you back. Excited to go ahead and just hop right into this week's kids question, which is, what makes a really good first impression? What makes a really good first impression? I think that this is a tricky question because I think it can be very, very different for different people.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily what do you think helps other people get a good first impression of you. It's what do you appreciate people doing that leaves you with a good first impression.
Yeah. And I think that is really different for a lot of people. We were talking earlier today about our love languages as a group. And one of the things that you said was that a way that you show someone that you are like invested in that is just listening, really thoughtful, intentional listening. And I think in the age of nothing but distractions everywhere you turn, honestly, for me, just a good first impression is feeling like I have your attention, that like you care enough about what I'm saying, about who I am as a new person that you're meeting, that you can put down the distractions, not be looking at your phone or interrupting. I think that makes a really, really good first impression for me, just that you are able to be present in our meeting.
That jumps to mind for me as well, because, you know, you were alluding to this. This was something that we said during our staff meeting today. I value quite highly the investment that somebody is putting into my time with them or their time with me. And it's not just listening, but it's engaging. It's retaining information that does get shared, retaining information about me. And that's something that I want to try and do when I'm leaving a first impression, but also when somebody is, you know, when I'm meeting somebody for the first time and trying to get a gauge of how their impression is on me. Did they seem interested and actually, you know, down and willing to chat with me and kind of leave a first impression with me, or did it not matter to them?
Right. You want to feel like when someone is spending time with you for the first time that you as a person were interesting and worth engaging with. And I think the easiest way that you can show someone that you value them as a person is to just be invested in what they're saying. And if you can manage to do that the first time you spend time with someone, that's great. And I think going off of that too, you know, I'm not someone who, you know, they always say, this is kind of going more into like the job interview side of things,
sure,
like a first impression, but I'm not someone that thinks you have to like look perfectly put together. I know that with a job job interview, you obviously want to like look nice and be thoughtful in your appearance and look like you can get up and put yourself together every day. I think with like a one-on-one personal conversation though, you know, it kind of depends on the setting. Like, are we meeting for dinner with a group of friends? Well, in that case, it does kind of matter that you took the time to make yourself look put together, because it means you value the person who invited you. So I do think, as vain as it sounds, not just appearance for appearance sake, but what your appearance really suggests to the people that you're with. Like, I cared enough about this group of people and this, whatever we're doing, going out to dinner or whatever, that I wanted to look nice, look put together, so it looks like so you all know I put thought into spending time with you. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. You want to know what I almost always look to? I don't know how and really why I started doing this, but when it comes to people's appearance, you want to guess what I typically am looking at first? Their shoes.
Really?
For some reason to me, and it doesn't have to be like a nice, expensive pair of shoes. It's just like, does this person's shoes look good? Is it a nice pair of shoes? Is it a good brand? If I know that brand, if not, do the shoes just look cool? Are they unique or do they match with their outfit at all? Like, I don't know. I think you can learn a decent bit about somebody based on their shoes. And, you know, I don't have an extensive shoe collection or anything like that. I'm not a sneakerhead by any means. I can't tell you how much certain pairs of shoes cost or anything like that. But I've always valued making sure that I have good footwear on, not just for practical reasons for whatever I'm out doing, but also so they look good if I'm out and about meeting people, because I feel like if you have sometimes a good pair of shoes, depending on the person, that might be what they remember the most.
I feel like that is like you went above and beyond, because anybody, you'd like to think that you can put together a nice pair of pants and a nice shirt and or like a nice dress or a skirt or whatever. But when you have, it's funny that you notice shoes, because I feel like that means that the person you're looking at has an attention to detail, that like they were able to go a little bit farther with their appearance. Because for me, it's makeup. Like, I don't think people have to wear makeup by any means, but if they choose to, I'm always impressed by the way that people can put on their makeup.
Sure.
Because I'm a makeup person, you know? But it's that one extra thing. Like, yeah, you got to do the bare minimum. You got to get dressed and you got to get to work or get to this outing or meet up with friends or whatever you agreed to do. But if you can go, like, one step farther and have, like, nice shoes or nice makeup or pretty earrings, or like it's like the icing on the cake of putting yourself together.
Yeah, yeah. And I again want to reiterate, and you've been mentioning it too, like that's kind of just surface level first impression. In terms of what
deeper.
Yeah, yeah. Also, what I think can just make or break it, no matter anything, like if somebody has a positive attitude or just like a good attitude in the conversation, it makes a world of difference.
For sure.
That's, again, talking about first impression. You don't want somebody's first impression of you to be just negative.
Yeah.
In general. And so by coming into any sort of conversation, interaction with at least a positive attitude, maybe a smile if that's your vibe. If not, that's okay too. But at least, you know, maybe being even upbeat if that's who you are. I think that makes a difference.
For sure. And I think going off of that, you know, negativity spreads like wildfire. But also, something that makes an important first impression to me is how I hear you speak about other people.
Oh, sure.
And I think that goes with negativity and kindness and just how you communicate, but specifically how you communicate about another person. That's an immediate turnoff for me when meeting a new person. If all they do is talk about other people, if they're super negative all the time, if it's just unkind, you know, they're just messing with the vibe. And I'm always a firm believer that how someone speaks about other people around you is probably how they're going to speak about you around other people. And I only want to be around people who have kind things to say to me, say about me when I'm not in the room and vice versa.
I'm with that. I'm with that. That kind of goes with New Year's resolutions and stuff that we were talking about to the last time that you were on to Kids Q. So I think that's a fitting one to end on. If anybody else has any thoughts about what makes a really good first impression or any experiences on what does make a good first impression, we always like to see people's responses on social media, especially love to hear from kids too. So if you ask your kids this question, what makes a really good first impression, and they have fun answers, be sure to share them with us on social media. If you want to revisit any of our Kids Q archives, be sure to head to chapelboro.com. Always have fun and interesting conversations here every single Wednesday on Kids Q, and that is in part by Glee Kids in Southern Village giving us the support to do Kids Q. Be sure to follow them on Instagram. They are at Glee Kids Chapel Hill. Do that to stay up to date with new products, sales, events, and much more. Allie Evans, great to have you back on Kids Q. We'll be talking with you again soon.
Thank you, Brighton.